IBM's famous and enduring motto is think. In ads for the new iMac computer, Apple invites Americans to think different. Dr. America is in favor of thinking, and of thinking differently, even deviantly. But when it comes to computers, Dr. America's motto is think again, in part because there seems to be more thinking going into computers and into the marketing of computers than into the cultural consequences of computers. The iMac itself is an example. Aside from its sleek shell and teal color, the iMac is not, in fact, much different from most computers. This move for a market niche is mainly a style change, the superficial extension of a product line. If people really wanted to think different, they would need to think about more than the color and the cabinetry of their PC. A few years ago in Harper's Magazine, for example, farmer and poet Wendell Berry published a controversial essay called "Why I Am Not Going to Buy a Computer." In the first place, Berry said, he did not want to contribute money to computer companies or electric companies that he did not admire, because he did not want to be complicit with people whose values were substantially different than his. Nor did he want to be a blind follower of technological trends. "I do not own a TV set," he said, "and I do not see that computers are bringing us one step nearer to anything that does matter to me. Peace, economic justice, ecological health, political honesty, family and community stability, good work." In his meditation, Berry then offered his own standards for technological innovation. 1, the new tool should be cheaper than the one it replaces. 2, it should be at least as small in scale as the one it replaces. 3, it should do work that is clearly and demonstrably better than the one it replaces. Berry said, for example, that he did not think his poetry would improve if he used a computer rather than a pencil. 4, it should use less energy than the one it replaces. 5, if possible, it should use some form of solar energy, just as our bodies do in processing the stored sunshine that is our food. 6, it should be repairable by a person of ordinary intelligence, provided that he or she has the necessary tools. 7, it should be purchasable and repairable as near to home as possible. 8, it should come from a small, privately owned shop or store that will take it back for maintenance and repair. 9, it should not replace or disrupt anything good that now exists, and this includes family and community relationships. Dr. America disagrees with Berry about buying a computer, and thinks that computers can be an appropriate technology. But he applauds Berry's effort to provide us with some standards for technological innovation, as Berry also does in the title of the book where his computer essay is now collected. What are people for? It's a brilliant question that leads Dr. America to other questions. What are human beings? What makes them human? What can make them more human? Can computers help? Why don't computer ads address issues of peace and justice, and real health, and good work, and family stability? And if it's not the business of business to address these issues, whose business is it? Computers and information technologies will shape the future, but they will shape the future we want only if we shape them for fully human purposes, ones that humanize human beings and make them at home in the creation. Even though it's hard, we can create technologies that make it easier to be good. As Dr. America often says, if God had wanted us to live well, he would have given us brains. From the American Studies Museum, this is Dr. America, thinking different.